There was a man, an applicant, who went in for a job and was talking with the public resources person, human resources, and after looking at the file, the human resources person told the applicant, "You have been fired from every job you have held. Is there anything positive in that?" And the man said, "Yes, I'm not a quitter." We're talking about forgiveness today, which is often misunderstood. Forgiveness does not require forgetfulness. In fact, exactly the opposite. It requires us to remember the pain that we felt, the injustice that was done, so that we might both protect ourselves and protect any victims that we might encounter or, God forbid, should create. Forgiveness is never saying what you did to me was okay. Christ didn't come from the dead and resurrected and go to his apostles and say, "You know that crucifixion? Forget about it." No. He said, "Put your hand in my wound and believe. Put your hand in my side." And the wounds that were caused partially by you abandoning me, my apostles, are now signs of victory, are signs of how much I love you. People who are not Christians say, "Did Jesus save us because of his suffering?" Not exactly. All the Christian mystics would look at the cross, and what they saw was a response to pain, betrayal, that was love and forgiveness, that was a man who knew where he stood, that our Savior showed us there is a different way to respond to the violence that is done to us. And that is of an independent person who is part of the renewal of life in themselves and in others and does not want to recycle the garbage of other people but wants to create a new future. I was watching a show about people who recovered old cars and they fixed them up and made them anew. And they had a great little saying about car restoration. "We are giving the past a future." What about in your life? You can regurgitate and repeat all the evil that was done to you. Or you can create a new future to yourself. And all the injuries that were done to you by your family, friends, or strangers can become a sign of victory and a sign of overcoming the evil that was done to you. That is what makes the cross a symbol of Christ's love. Not the fact that violence was done to him, but that he refused to give this parasite called evil a host to reproduce evil in his life. He stopped it. The most frustrating thing for people who do evil to you is for you to do good to them. They don't understand it because this dyslexic, dysfunctional world has gotten used to reproducing and recycling evil and saying it's normal. In the kingdom of the blind, the person who can see is weird and abnormal and unusual. This is the vision that Christ calls us to have. Evil is done to you, you can respond with beauty. Evil was said to you, you can respond with a blessing. People will be confused because they are used to living in darkness. Children are afraid of the dark. Adults are afraid of the light. And Christ asks us, step into the light. Forgive for the sake of your freedom. Remember for the future of your life how this feels, so that you might also know when you are forgiven what a beautiful thing it is to give the past a future. Slava Iisusu Hristu!